5 steps to overcome setbacks once and for all. If you're on the anxiety recovery journey, you're going to experience setbacks. Anytime I was making progress and I hit a setback, I spiraled. I felt like I went back to square one. And I felt like no matter what I did, I couldn't make progress. And so what I want to do is give you the steps to overcome setbacks once and for all. By the end of the video, not only will you be able to overcome setbacks, but if you do this correctly, you'll actually be able to use setbacks as a way to expedite the anxiety recovery journey. So let's get it started. So if you're new to the channel, my name is Sean. We help people around the world overcome their anxiety-based symptoms. In this video, I'm not going to be sharing with you the principles of how to overcome these symptoms. I'm going to have the expectation that you know how to overcome these symptoms. And if you're new to the channel, I'll put a link down below for the desensitization blueprint. This will show you how to begin overcoming your symptoms. And as you're making progress, then you'll start experiencing setbacks. Just to give you a shortened version of it, because you've gotten your doctors and they say there's nothing wrong, what's going on isn't because you're having some physical issue. It's just because your nervous system has hit a stress threshold. And what it's done as a consequence is that your nervous system has gotten very sensitive. This is why when you go to your doctors, they say nothing is wrong. As you learn to desensitize it, comes back to baseline, the symptoms go away. As you're doing this, you'll notice you'll experience setbacks. First of all, what is a setback? Setbacks essentially is just a feeling. It's a feeling like you've been making progress, the symptoms have been lifting, you're doing better, and then all of a sudden, it feels like a train just hit you. It feels like all your symptoms came back, whether these were the panic attacks, the physical symptoms, whether it's the scary intrusive thoughts, maybe it's the depersonalization, derealization, and it all came back and it hit you with such force that you start questioning, am I even making any progress? Am I ever actually even going to get out of this? And so a setback just basically means that you feel like you've gotten back to square one, hence the term setback. So let's break down the first step to overcome setbacks. Now, contrary to what you think, setbacks are actually a good sign. Because the truth is that people that are making progress, they're the only people that get setbacks. People that are stuck in the cycle, that are trying to fix their symptoms, try to fight their symptoms, they're using all these things to try to find relief from their symptoms and it's not working, they don't experience setbacks because they don't ever have moments of feeling good. So if you've had a setback, give yourself a pat on the back. Now, a lot of people think that maybe they're unique and that they can recover without having setbacks. That does not work. In fact, I would say in order to recover, you have to experience setbacks. The reason why I'm mentioning that don't expect a recovery journey without setbacks is because when people have their setback, and I've seen this happen all the time, the shock value becomes so intense because for some reason, even though you know we're guiding people through the recovery journey and we tell them, hey, setbacks are part of the journey, because they feel like it might not happen to them or they might be a unique case, when a setback hits, it's a huge shock value. It throws them off. It's like, oh my God, they go into the spiral mode. And if you haven't hit a setback, that's okay. That doesn't necessarily mean you're not making progress. A setback might come later, which for a lot of people that are on the recovery journey, it'll come later if it hasn't already happened. But if you have had it, it's a really good sign. That being said, if you've had a setback, good. But don't seek a setback. Don't search for a setback. Don't think, oh, okay, I haven't had a setback, so I'm not making progress. Don't do that because you're still following your feelings. You're monitoring your progress based on your feelings. Now, the second step is don't go into figure it out mode. Anytime a symptom flares up or you have a symptom that you haven't had in a long time, you'll see that the automatic response was to go back to what you used to do when you struggled with anxiety, which is you go back into fix it mode. See, look, when you're on the recovery journey, you're gonna have two types of setbacks. You're gonna have the setbacks that you know why they happened. Maybe it was from some external situation that happened. And you're gonna have setbacks where you have no idea what made it happen. And when you don't know why a setback happened, you wanna figure it out because, well, if you can figure it out, you can prevent a setback from happening again, right? But don't do this. Don't go into this figure it out mode. The truth is that whether you know that you had a setback, you know what caused it, or you don't know, the response is exactly the same. So many people go back into this avoidance behavior, which is, oh, okay, this caused a setback, so I'm not going to do that anymore. You notice if you do that long enough and with enough things, you become agoraphobic and it makes your life smaller and it doesn't reduce anxiety. In fact, it generalizes it. The other issue with this is that it makes your progress based on your symptoms, your feelings. One of the most important things I say on this channel is do not follow your feelings. You've tried that before. You're going to try to find patterns for why you're experiencing symptoms in some situations and not the other. And you never find the solution because there is no pattern. Continue on the recovery journey and keep moving forward. What happens is people hit a setback, they go into figure it out mode, and then they completely spiral. This was one of the biggest things that would happen to me. I would hit a setback and then I would begin questioning everything. Then I'd go back and try to understand, why did this happen? What made me do this? Was it just this wasn't the right approach? Oh, okay, this was validation that this wasn't the right approach. Maybe I need to do this. And I would just spiral out of control. Remember, it doesn't matter what made you experience the setback. The response is always the same. And that is making sure you're consistent on the response and continue focusing on what we call long-term freedom, not short-term comfort. Now, the third step is avoid what we call shiny object syndrome. Recovery is often kind of boring. There's not much going on. You're living your life. The symptoms are there. And, you know, you're not going to fix it mode. Sometimes what happens is when people experience a setback, they go into what we call shiny object syndrome, which is they start looking around and seeing, is there anything else that can, you know, provide any additional relief? You know, you might be desensitizing your nervous system, but then you might notice something else is there. Maybe there's another technique or there's another supplement or something. And you start getting curious. You're like, oh, maybe that can like help me on the recovery journey. Maybe this can like expedite the journey. I'm already doing what I need to do. Or you might even abandon what I'm showing you and then go into that. What I say is avoid shiny object syndrome. All that does is that it makes you spiral, and it honestly doesn't bring any help, and it brings a lot of confusion. If you were to ask me what slowed down your recovery journey the most, I would say what slowed me down the most was shiny object syndrome. I got intrigued by these shiny objects. I would look at these things and I'd say, oh, maybe it's the supplement. Maybe it's this. Oh, there's like a new like form of therapy or modality, and maybe I should just do that instead. Oh, I didn't even know about this. Maybe it's worth exploring. And when I did that, I got so distracted. I didn't have my blinders on and just focused on recovery, that anytime I slowed down my recovery or stopped or even reversed my recovery was because I had this shiny object syndrome. The key to recovery isn't to change things. What I've often found is staying consistent long enough. It's making sure you focus on long-term freedom. Now, number four, this is incredibly important, which is reframe setbacks for what they are. See, I'm not a big fan of the word setbacks, but I have to use the word setback. I'm not a big fan of the word anxiety. I would say nervous system sensitization. But the reason why I can't say that is if I say that, it won't be relatable to you. The reason why I use the word anxiety is because that's what your doctors have called it. The reason why I'm saying setbacks is because that's how you define it. You describe it as a setback because it feels like a setback. But the truth is, don't look at setbacks as setbacks. Setbacks are just opportunities. Let's say, for example, I can, from the snap of my finger, make all of your symptoms go away. Would you like that? Of course you would. Do you think you're going to go back to living right away? You're going to tell yourself, Sean, this is great, but what happens if the symptoms come back? This is going to be your next fear now. The great thing about setbacks is every time you'll have a setback, you'll have an opportunity to respond. You'll have an opportunity to practice. Eventually, you'll go through enough setbacks where you won't even care if the symptom is there or not. See, what gets you to the next stage of recovery is not this idea that your symptoms are going to be gone and you know it's going to be gone. You get to the next stage by identifying, even if the symptom is there, it doesn't matter. You're still going to continue what you're doing. When you tell your nervous system that it really doesn't matter if the symptom's there, you've gone through enough of these, you've seen every setback pass on its own, you just need to continue doing what you're doing, naturally your core confidence is going to arise from setbacks. You gain confidence in the recovery journey, confidence in your mind, confidence in your body, confidence in your ability to continue living life because of setbacks. The key isn't thinking, oh, the symptoms will never come back. The key is, even if the symptoms come back, so what? You know what to do to overcome it. The only way you can get that confidence is by going through setbacks. So view setbacks for what they are, which is opportunities. And then this is the last principle here. This is number five, which is, as long as you're responding correctly and you're making progress, time heals all. See, when you were stuck in the cycle and you weren't sure what was going on, you might have been doing what I was doing, like trying to figure out mold toxicity or thinking you had some autoimmune condition. You know, you're stuck and, you know, you've been suffering for 3 months, then 6 months, then 9 months, then 1 year, then 1 year and a half. Time is not on your side. The longer you struggle, the more it feels like, oh my God, I'm never going to get out of this. But once you start making progress, once you're on the right path of recovery, Time is now on your side. The truth is, every setback passes. Whether you fight it and you do everything wrong, the setback will take a little bit longer and it will be more intense and you'll probably experience more setbacks, but it still ends. Or you can be responding correctly and the setback doesn't take as long. And over time, the gaps between setbacks widen and the intensity decreases. Regardless, all setbacks end. Setbacks are just waves. And as long as you just let the wave pass, it doesn't matter. You just need more time. Just continue living life. This will pass on its own and it'll pass faster and faster the more time you give. So recognize, once you're at this stage, you just need more time. It doesn't matter how many more setbacks happen. It doesn't matter if you never experience a setback again. It doesn't matter. Just continue responding. Focus on, you know, what we show in the blueprint and just give it more time. I hope this video makes sense. It shows you the principles of how to overcome setbacks and also make sure you never fall back in. If you want a holistic view of the steps of recovery, the 5 steps to recovery, make sure to check out this video up here. I'll see you in the next one.